Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. This is Rasai Adonis Tafari. This is Yadin here, the Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast here in this Shavua here. And this sabbatical and this strong here, we're prepping for Pesach, for Passover. I know Rastafari, the Beta Israel, Pesach, Passover, coming forward. For that eve, the eve of Passover, corresponding to TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari for the Friday coming forward. Here in this season, right here. So some special, hopefully, podcast right here as we prep for Pesach. Hear what is said on the second day of the Shabbat, the second day of the week, Ethiopically, right here, from Mondays to Friday.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun enatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe yetegeit unacho. Salam lanchi hun enatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes, I here. The evening eyes is here for the second day called Monday of the Shavuah here. Here, the evening psalm for the Monday, Psalm 48.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever.
Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. And no death, no death there. So strike that from the KJV. And study Hebraically and according to the royal order. Yes, I, he will be I and I guide for I have and I have here. Prince Far I, what's the evening psalm here for the Monday, Psalm 48.
Great is the Lord and great is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of the golden. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the sight of the north is the city of a great king, y'all. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo, the kings assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them, pains that a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind,
as earth and all have ye seen the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as loving kindness, our God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yeah. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for its nation, for joy, and the whole earth, yeah. Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that traveled. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel, y'all. I saw ships travel with east wind, and we as earth have seen the city of the Lord above. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, y'all.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. This is your boy here, prepping, tapping for Page Star right here, here, here. Also streaming on Rastafari Student. Yes, I. Check out Rastafari Student. Yes, I. So here, here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 3, goes to the Midrash a little early right here, 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 as we prep right here for Page Star.
Frozen mess.
Prepping, prepping for Pesach. Psalm 3 right here, the Midrash. Track from the double four. And here, 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 Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Mizmor Ledawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor Ledawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words here, opening of today's daily psalm, the first verse, Hebraically speaking, a psalm of David, Mizmor Ledawi, when he fled Bibarcho from Absalom, his son, Mipnei
Avshalom Binom. Consider these words in the light of the verse in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 15, that reads, "It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. To do justly is joy to the righteous. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. With this verse on Mishalim from the Proverb, Mashalim, from Proverbs are cited three of its expositions, the last of which applies to our psalm here. This verse may mean that when he executes judgment, it is a joy to the righteous one of the world. Lama, ma, lama. Why? Because he is thereby exalted in the world. As it is said even in Isaiah 5 and 16. The Lord of hosts is exalted through judgment, and God the Holy One is sanctified through righteousness. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat V'ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha B'Tzedaka. But Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahuwah Tzevaot, is exalted through justice, Bamishpat. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzevaota Bamishpat. And God, the true good, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness. V'ha'el HaKadosh Nikadasha B'Tzedaka. Or the verse, "It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha LaTzadika Esota Mishpat." May mean that when he dealt the measure of judgment to his holy temple and destroyed it and downstroyed it, it was a joy to the righteous one of the world. As it is said, even in the 68th Psalm, the 36th verse, Hebraically, "O God, awful art thou because of thy holy places. O God, awful art thou, the eye, because of thy holy, thy isle of places, thy holy places. Nora Elohim ami mikadasheka. El Yisrael lohu anoten na'olza. We ha'etz umota la'am. Baruch Elohim. Awful, dreadful is Elohim. Nora Elohim miyamikadasheka. Out of thy holy, out of thy isle of places. Nora Elohim ami mikadasheka." Rav Yohanan, commenting on what Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did to his holy places, said, "Since Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did not spare his own house and his own temple, how much more awesomely will he deal with those of others when he comes to punish the others?" Rav Yohanan commenting on what Ha'Elohim did to his holy places. So the P and the ET reads, "By what they did to Ha'Hekal, by what they did to the temple. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha la tzadika sota mishpat may mean that when he executes judgment upon righteous men, it is a joy to them because he cleanses them thereby of their transgressions. That this is true, you can see from the example of Dawid, the example of David. As soon as the measure of Ha'el Elohim's judgment struck him, David began to rejoice and to compose a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor Lidawi Bibarcho Mipne Absalom Beno. Another comment on a psalm of David, Mizmor Lidawi, when he fled Bibarcho from Absalom, his son, Mipne Avshalom Beno. As to the exact order of Dawid, of David's psalms, Scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob and Job 28 and 13, man knoweth not the order thereof. Here in the Midrash notes, the word erek, right, price, is here to be taken in the sense of order. So man knoweth not the price thereof, or in the sense of erek, price, taken in the sense of order. Man knoweth not the order thereof. And here, Job 28:13. Lo yada'a enosha erekaha. With loa timatea be eretza hachayim. The Targum KJV has it, man knoweth not the price thereof. Man knoweth not the erek, the order, word defined as order, row, estimate, things that are set in order, layer, pound, the sense of order or row, in the sense of estimate or valuation. So here, this verse, lo yada, not knowing, eino shmo to man, erka, the order of it, the price of it, lo yada, eino sha erka. Rav Eliezer Eliza taught, the section of scripture are not arranged in their proper order. For if they were arranged in their proper order, and any man so read them, he would be able to resurrect the dead and perform other miracles. For this reason, the proper order of the sections of scripture is hidden from mortals, from Enosh, a mortal man, and is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to the Holy One, blessed be He, who said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 44 and 7, who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order, who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order, Isaiah 44 and 7. Umiya kamoni ya yikra wa ya gideha we ya erekeha li. And who, umi, as I, kamoni, can proclaim yikra. Umiya kamoni yikra. Let him declare it, where Yagideha, and set it in order for me, where Yairekeha li, and set it in order, where Yairekeha, where Yairekeha, where Yairekeha li, before me. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said in the name of Rav Acha, why is the psalm on Gog and Magog, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, placed next to the psalm, to the Mizmor, the psalm on Avshalom, on Absalom? To tell you that a wicked son, a rasha, a ratchet son, worked greater cruelty upon his father than will the wars of Gog and Magog. When Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, a heavenly voice came forth and commanded, do not rouse that which slumbers. Do not rouse that which slumbers. Now here in the Midrash notes, the heavenly voice is literally here, daughter Bat Kol Bat, the daughter of a voice. The daughter of a voice, or a voice from heaven. We have this in Daniel, in Daniel 4:28. This daughter of a voice to guide human conduct. It is regarded as the successor of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of prophecy, that after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, is said to have departed from Yisrael, this daughter of a voice. And so here the Kal mean Shemaya. Shemaya is found in Daniel chapter 4 at verse 31. The daughter of a voice. When Rav Ishmael, in the presence of his master, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, his master said to him, it is written, even in Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8, all his commandments are sure. They stand conjoined forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. Ma'isei Yadayo, Emet u'mishpat, Ne'manim kola piyakudai, Zimuchim al'ada le'olam, Esuyima be'meta u'yashar. The works of his hands are truth and justice. Ma'isei Yadayo, Emet u'mishpat, all his precepts are sure. Ne'manim kol ha'pikudai, they are established forever and ever. Simukim la'ada le'olam, they are done in truth and uprightness. Esuyim ha'be'emet ha'yashar. Another comment on a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor Lidawi Vibarcho Mipnei Avshalom Bino. When did David compose this psalm? When did David compose this psalm? When, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 30, it reads, he went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke, went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke. But if David was weeping, how can he have been composing a song, a mizmor? And if he was composing a mizmor, a psalm, Why was he uboke? Why was he weeping? This Rav Abba Bar Kahana answered by Masha, answered by a parable. A king, a melech, even a negus, who became angry at Beno, his son, banished him from his palace, but later sent his son's tutor after him. The tutor went and found him both weeping and singing, and asked, "Why dost thou weep and sing at the same time?" He answered, "I am weeping because I made my father angry, but I am singing because my father sentenced me not to be slain, but to be banished. And as though it were not enough for me that he did not have me slain, he banished me in the company of captains and commanders." And here the Midrash notes, when David left Jerusalem, Hushai, Zadok, and Abiathar, and other civil and ecclesiastical officials, joined him. Here the reference being made to 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 32. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asher isha tachwe sham lelohim. Vehineya likarato achushaya haarkiya karua kutanatoa vaidama al arosho. And it came to pass that when David would come to the top of the ascent where Elohim was used to be worshipped, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat ripped and earth upon his head. Vaidama al rosho, on his rosho, his rod. According to Rav Yudan, however, this is what David said, according to Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13. Jacob fled, as it is said, Jacob, Ya'ikov, fled into the country of Syria. Moshe fled, as it is said even in Shemot in Exodus, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Moshe fled from the face of Paro, So the P.E. and the E.T. as Eliyahu, Elijah fled, as it is said, and here the quote referring to 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias, arose and went 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of Elohim, and he came thither, there, to a cave, and lodged there. And like them, I am fleeing. Thereupon, David recited the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, verse 52. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Zecharti mishpateka me'olam Yahuwah wa'eta necham. I remembered thine ordinance, thy judgments that are of old, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, and have comforted myself. Zekartia mi mishpateka me'olam. I remembered thy judgments of old. zekarti mishpateka me olam Yahuwah oh he be wa etachanan and have comforted myself wa etachanan. As if to say, when I remember the measure of judgment that thou, that the I, Mishpateka, dealt this deal to those who live before me, it comforts me when I remember the measure of judgment that the I did this deal to those who lived before I. It comforts us. When did David speak thus, speak like this? When, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 14, it reads, David said to all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring down evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Vayomer David lekol evadayo asher ito abi Yerushalayim. Wini baracha ki aloha tehyeh lanu v'leitaha mipnei Avshalom maheru ala laketa tena yemahira v'ehi sigan v'ehi dicha aleinu et hara'ah v'ehi ka ha'ira lifnei yachareb. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Vayomer Dawi, lekol levadayo asher ito abi Yerushalayim, arise, and let us make I and I flee. Kumu mi baracha, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Ki aloha tihyeh lanu v'leitah mipnei Avshalom. Make speed to depart. Maheru ala leket, maheru la leket. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us quickly. Let's see how it takes us to hit me in the mahir and bring down evil upon us. Where he seganua, where hediach alenu etahara'a, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Wehika ha'ir lifnei chareb. As to the meaning of the words, let he bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword, let he pen yimahir wehisiganu. Lest he bring down evil upon us. Wehidiyah aleinu etaharaah, and smite the city and hit and smite and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Wehika ha'er lifnei chareb. Rav and Rav Yudan, they differ. Rav maintained that David meant Absalom will bring down the evil of death upon us, upon Aina. We are like the inhabitants of a city condemned, to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. And here for this in the Midrash notes, see and refer to Devarim, to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 13 to 18. The word Nidachat, Nidachat, a city condemned to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. The Hebrew word Nidachat, Nidachat. This is related by Rab to Hidiyah. Hediyach, Hediyach, he brought evil, Hediyach. In the next comment, Rav Yudan, he interprets Hediyach as scored, scored it, Hediyach, scored it. The sense of scoured, scoured it, Hediyach, scoured it. But Rav Yudan maintained that David meant the owner of the cup, of the chalice, has begun to scour it and will not stop until he has scoured it thoroughly. And so when David perceived that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, was scouring him clean of his transgressions, he began to compose a song. He began to compose a mizmor, even this mizmor, mizmor gimel, mizmor gamel, Psalm 3. And at just what point in his flight did he begin to compose it? When, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 18, it reads, all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites. That is that David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, when he was no longer afraid that all his servants would abandon him and go over to Avshalom, you know, to Absalom, his son. Wakala evadayo obrima ala yado. Wakala hakareti. Wakala hapaleti. And all his servants, all his servants, Wakala Evadaya, all his servants passed on, Ovrim, Al Yado, upon his hand, beside him, Al Yado, Wakala Hakareti, Wakala Hakareti, and all the Keretites, with Kala Hapaleti and all the Pelethites and all the Gittites, 600 men that came after him from God, passed on before the king. With Kala Hagitim Shesha Meota Isha Sharabau Biragloa Mi Gata Ovrima Ala Pinei Hamelech. Rav Aibu maintained that Hakreti, that the Kerethites, maintained that the Kerethites were judges of the Sanhedrin, who gave the final verdicts. Keritot, and that Hapaleti, that the Pelethites were the judicial experts, Muflae, the Peleti, Hapaleti. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbi, the scholar of HaTorah, however, the Pelethites, Hapaleti, were the judges, Shofim, of the Sanhedrin, from whose verdict there was no appeal. No appeal. So correctly, the PE, the explanation, combines the Keretzite with the Hebrew, the Ivrit, karete, to cut, karat, to cut, to decide, and the Peletite with the pale, used in the sense of surpassing it, extraordinary, wonderful, pele. Thus, like this, when David heard all his servants say to him, according to the words of 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 15, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose." Wayomru if Abdei Hamelech. Wayomru Abdei Hamelech. Illa Hamelech. Kukola Shara Yivhara Adoni Hamelech. Nay, Evadeka. And the king's servants said to the king, "Wayomru Abdei Hamelech Illa Hamelech. Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Kukol Ashera Yivhar Adoni Hamelech. Hine Evadeka." Hear. From all that you choose, that he choose my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. Behold, we are your servants. Ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Whatsoever he shall choose, my lord the king, behold, we are your servants. The order of the evil. Kukol asher yivhar Adoni Hamelech, hine evadeka. Thus he reasoned. When the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, his servants do not stand in their prescribed places in his presence, in his face, but in disorder and confusion. They who should stand at his right stand at his left. They who should stand at his left stand at his right. But when they see that his judicial authority is well established, they make certain that they stand in their prescribed places. Thereupon, David said, "If my royal authority is destroyed, each one of my servants would not now be standing in his prescribed place." And they concurred, all making obeisance to him, all bowing, worshiping him, making obeisance to him. Just when did they do this? According to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 32, it reads, "When David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Elohim, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asha isha tachwe sham lelohim. Vehine likarato Hushai ha'arki. Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, and the Rebbeinu, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, differed as to the meaning of the archite, as to the meaning of ha-arki, the archite. One said Hushai was ha-arki, the archite, because he was one of Dawid's, one of David's highest officials. Here, Midrash notes, thus deriving archite, ha-arki, from the Greek, arke, chief of government, arke. Another said, ha-arki, the archite, because through him, the Beit Dawid, the house of David, was to be put on firm footing. And through him, the Beit Dawid, the house of David, was to be kept in good repair. Here in the Midrash notes, Buba suggests that in this comment, archite, ha-arki, is connected with the Aramaic arik, to set upright, arik, referred to Ezra chapter 4, verse 14. The third said, the archite, ha-arki, after the name of his native city. Now when David perceived that his rule was on a firm footing, he began to recite a mizmor, a chant, a song. And when did he begin to recite it? Well, according to 2 Samuel 17:27, it reads, when Dawid was come to Mahanaim, Waihi akavod Dawid Mahanaima, and it came to pass, Waihi, when David was come to Mahanaim, Waihi kavod Dawid Mahanaima. Mahanaim has its dual suffix, being the Ivrit, the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek didymos. Didymos means twin camps. Didymos. Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, as the verse reads on, with Shobi ben Nahash, me Rabbah, b'nei Ammon. That Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, with Shobi ben Nahasha me Rabbata b'nei Ammon. Shobi's real name being Hanun. Why was he called Shobi? Of Hanun, it is said, and it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me, to I. So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father. But because Hanun was persuaded that David's servants had come not to honor his late father, but rather to spy out the land, he treated them in an insulting manner and sent them away in disgrace. Here being a reference, see 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Well, if Shobi's real name being Hanun, why was he called Shobi? Rebbe said, because for a time, for an hour, he restrained his inclination his inclination to do evil. He thus takes Shovi as derived from the verb Yeshev, Yeshev. He restrains, he restrains. But the sages said, because his repentance, his teshuvah, his repentance, his metanoia, his change of mind, his change of heart and mind, his repentance was genuine. Now they, the sages, the Rebbeinot, the scholars of Torah, they take Shovi as derived from Shuv, to repent, to return from Shuv. And Makir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, all together began to honor Dawi, So here, the fuller of the verse here from 2 Samuel chapter 17 verse 27, Wayehi akobo Dawi, ma chanaima, which shobiya bena nahasha, me rabata bene amona, ua makira bena amiela, miloa devara, ua bara zilaya, ha gila adia, me rogalim. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Makir the son of Amiel of Lodavar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Rogelim. Furthermore, it says, they, here, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28-29, they brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and meal and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and curd and sheep and cheese of king for Dawi, for David, and for the people that were with him. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. Bamibar, in the wilderness. Mishkaba wisapota ukalia yogera. We hitima uase orima. We emacha. We alia uafola. Wa edashima. We ali. Udevasha. We chema. We sona. Ua shifota bakara. He is the shoe lit dawi. With la ama shara itoa. Le kola kiamru. Ha'am raeva. We aifa. We fami. Famiba. The beds were couches of down. The basins were jugs of wine. The earthen vessels came from Beit Rameta. A city east of Yarden of Jordan identified with Beit Aram in Numbers Bamidbar, Numbers 32-36, where presumably fine earthen vessels were made. And here the Aruch connection. The wheat and barley were made of usual variety. That is to say, the wheat and the barley are to be understood in the ordinary sense. The parched corn was shatita, shatita, a dish made of the flour of roasted ears of corn mixed with honey. The beans and the lentils were of the usual kind. The parched pulse was roasted ears of corn. The honey, the curd, and the sheep were of the usual kind. And the cheese of king was a special kind of cheese made out of cow's milk and called taurin, because not even a fly can keep its footing up on upon it, presumably so rich in fat that it was slippery. As soon as David saw the offerings of these men, he began to say, "These are men I was afraid of, but they are making peace with me. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because the Holy One, blessed be He, has made them speak peace, speak shalom with me, speak shalom with I. These are the men. Barzillai, like Shovi, was regarded as a rasha, ratchet man, a wicked man, who wasted the years of his manhood in immoral living. But he says, these are the men I was afraid of, but they are making peace, shalom with me, with I. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made them seek peace with me. As it is said, even in Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 16, verse 7, that reads, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Biritzota Yahuwah Darkeish Gamoy Bayo Yashlim Yito. When a man's ways please Jehovah, Biritzota Yahuwah Darkeish, he maketh also, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Gam oibayo yashlim ito, to be at peace with him. Yashlim ito. Thereupon David began to recite Mizmoro, his song. Mizmor le Dawi de Barho Mipne Avshalom Dino, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. So David and his men went in the way, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, the A part. This verse concludes the early account of David's flight from Absalom, during which David encountered Shimei and was cursed by him. Reference 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. Vayelech David, vayenashayo badarek. So David and his men went in the way. Vayelech David, vayenashayo badarek. Is it conceivable that they flew in the air? Why then should scripture have specified that they went badarek, in the way, badarek, in the way, to make it plain that they went in the way of humility, that they went in the way of humility. Wayelek Dawi, Way Nashayo Badarek, and Shimei went along the rib of the hill. And Shimei went along the hillside over against him. With Shimaiya Holeka be Elaa Hahara Le Omato Halok. The word rib, and Shimei went along the rib, bitz ela, with Shimaiya Holeka, bitz ela, rib, intimating that Shimei went along. He recalled to Dawi the incident of the rib. The Elah, the word Elah, rib, is taken to refer to Bathsheba, who being a woman, was descended from Hawa, from Eve, created from Adam's rib. So Shimei went along the rib of the hill. With Shimaiya Holeka Bitz Elah Hahar. David was to say, I had been made ready for the rib, according to Psalm 38 and 18. I had been made ready for the rib. Yani lit elah nakon. Actually, I am ready to call. Yani lit elah nakon. For I am ready for the rib. I have been made ready for the rib. For I am ready to call. Yani lit elah nakon. By this, Dawi meant to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be you, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It is revealed and known to B.I. that Bathsheba was held ready for me from the 6 days of creation, yet she was given to me for sorrow. My sorrow is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani, and my pain is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani. And David was to instruct and point out to Shlomo, to Solomon Beno, his son, and say to him, according to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8a, Shimei abused me with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wihimeya imaka imaka shimai benagea benahaimini niya bahurima uhu ilalaniya elala nima retzeta beyoma leketia mahanaim shimai abuse me with grievous nimretzet with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wahua ilalania kelala ni maretet viyoma lekatia machanaim. How is Nimretzet? How is Nimretzet grievous? Nimretzet to be understood as an acrostic? As an acrostic, literally the notarikon, a method of exegesis whereby each letter of a word is taken as the initial letter and abbreviation of another word, as an acrostic or notarikon. The letter N, Nun, stands for Noeg, adulterer. The letter M, Meme, Mame, for Moabite. The letter R, Reish, for Rotzeach, murderer, Rotzeach. The letter Adai, for Orer, persecutor, Orer. And the letter T, Pau, for Toeba, Toeba, abomination. Shimei had previously said to Dawid, even in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 8, behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. Behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. And what was he referring to in saying, thou art taken in thine own mischief? According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to Bathsheba's canopy litter that Dawid had along with him. Later, he pleaded, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day when my Lord the King Adoni Hamelech went out of Jerusalem, For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have uttered. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet Adoni Hamelech, to meet my Lord the King. And later Shimei pleaded, Vayomer il Hamelecha ala yachshav li Adoni Avon with ala tizkoret asher e'wa abdeka payom asher yatza Adoni Hamelecha mi Yerushalayma la suma Hamelecha illadino. And he said to the king, make not my Lord impute iniquity to me, to I neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Vayomer il Hamelech, and he said to the king, Allah Yachshav li Adoni Avona ala tizkore et asher he'ewa abdeka vayom asher yatza Adoni Hamelech mi Yerushalayim Lashum Hameleka Illadino. For thine servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have asked. Kia yada'a avdeka kiani khatati. Khatati, I have upped up, I have sinned. Ki yada'a avdeka kiani khatati. Wihine baiti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet likrata doni hamelech. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have fucked up. Therefore behold, with his name, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. Wehine baeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet likrata doni hamelech. Shimei, he pleaded after Absalom's death. Shimei met Dawi at the Yarden, at the Jordan, and that is how he asked for his forgiveness.
Now we don't rub up and play, and you know that, okay?
Welcome to Adonai Marabu Sarai Rabim Kamim Malai Rabim Omrim Lenafshi En Yeshua Talo Be Elohim Sela Ve Ata Adonai Megen Be Adi Bodi Ve Merim Roshi Koli El Adonai Ekra Ve Yehaneni Me Ar Kocho Sela Ani Shachafti Ve Ishana Akitosi Ki Adonai Asmicheni לא יירם מרבבותם אשר סביב שתו עליי קום אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לכי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישוע על עמך ברכתך סלע ברכתך למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד וקוראים ענני אלוהי תפקי בשרי חפת לי חנני ושמעת תפילתי בני איש עד מה כבודי לך לימת אבון ריק תבקשו כזב סלע ודוקי יפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני שמע וקורי אליו תגזו ואל תצאו אם הוא בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע דברו דברי צדק ודיתחו אל אדוני רבים אומרים ירנו טוב נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בליבי מאת גנם ותירו שם רבו בשלום ידה ושבה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבית התושי בני לבית התושי בני לבית התושי בני
mm-hmm.
23.
Mizmor Gimal, Gimal. Mizmor le David, bevorcho mipene Avshalom beno, 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 beno.
Lord, Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble me, that trouble me?
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai, 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 tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against, rise up against, rise up against, rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai, 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 alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah. Sila, Sila.
Haile, 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 Selassie, haile, 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 so, so, so.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath. It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 stammering lips. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this spring speak to this spring speak to this spring speak to this spring speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm 3, Psalm I. Morning prayer in distress. Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Kamer. Mizmor le David, Bebarcho, Mipne Avshalom, Beno. A psalm of David, Mizmor le David. When he fled, Bebarcho, from Absalom his son, Mipne Avshalom, Beno. Yahuwah, Marabu Azaraya, Rabima Kamima Olaya. Ravim omrim le nafshi, eina yeshuata haloa belohim selah. Hear, 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 with the opening when he fled from Absalom. Bivarcho mipne Avshalom. See and refer to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15 to chapter 17 for the context. The psalm speaks for itself. It is a sublime expression of trust in Ha'el, the true good, the true God's help, when beset by relentless enemies. A close connection with Psalm 4 is discernible in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Psalm I, Psalm 3. And the latter is to be understood as its sequel, Psalm 4 being a sequel to today's daily psalm. From Psalm 3 at verse 6, Hebraically, it is deduced that we have here a morning prayer, whereas in Psalm 4, Hebraically at the ninth verse, this suggests a night prayer. The first of the two psalms is accordingly a cry, a shout out of the heart called forth by a present danger. And the second is a song of relief uttered when the peril seemed less imminent. The circumstance is specified in the superscription again, which reads, Mizmor LeDavid Barcho Mipnei Avshalom Binno, a psalm of David, a chant, an intonation of David, a Mizmor LeDavid, when he fled, Barcho, 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 when he fled Mipnei from the face of Avshalom, Absalom, Avshalom, Avshalom Binno, his son, the superscription. Here, here, here in verses Beit to Gimel, the second and the third verses, according to the Hebrew, corresponding to the first and second verse in the KJV version. Here it reads, Lord, how many are mine adversaries become? Many are they that rise up against I. Many there are that say of my soul, of my psyche, that say of her, there is no salvation for him in Elohim. Yahuwah, Mahrabuz Arai, Rabim Kamim Allai, Rabim Omrim Lenavshi, Ein Yeshuatahalo Belohim, Selah, pause. How many are mine adversaries become? Mahrabu Arai, many are mine adversaries become. How many? Mahrabu Arai. A messenger besought and brought David the information. A messenger brought David the information, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 13. The hearts of the men of Israel, are after Absalom. The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Vayavo hamagid el David, lemor hayalev isha Yisrael achrei Avshalom. And there came a messenger to David, Wayavo Hamagid el David, saying, Lemor, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. Haya lev ish Israel achrei Avshalom. And it is clear from the narrative that the rebel son had a considerable following, thus the words here, Yahuwah Mahrabus Arai. Ravim, Kamim, Alai, many are they that rise up against me. Rabim, enough ones, Kamim, rise up, Alai, against I. Ravim, Omrim, Linavshi, many are they that say, many there are that say, many there be that say, Rabim, enough ones, Omrim, enough sayers, the enough sayers, Rabim, Omrim. Enough sayers, like enough talkers, enough sayers, say. Rabim omrim lenavshi, say of navshi, say of my soul, say of her, say of my psyche. Rabim omrim lenavshi, ein yeshuatah lo belohim, selah. There is no salvation for him in Elohim. Ein yeshuatah lo. There is no Yeshua, in the feminine sense, lau, for him. Ein Yeshuatah lau ve'elohim, in Elohim, ve'elohim, ve'elohim, selah, pours. My soul, nafshi, my psyche, she, my soul, nafshi. So frequently in the Psalter, nafshi, nafshi, lenafshi, rabbim, omrim lenafshi, ein Yeshuatah lau ve'elohim, selah. There is no salvation for him in Elohim. Ein Yeshuatah Loa Belohim. His situation, Anai's situation, appeared so desperate that it was generally believed, belaive, that nothing, that no thing, nothing could save him, could save I and I. He and I and I was even, say, Ravim Omrim, they say, was even beyond the help of Elohim. Thus, they say, Ein Yeshuatah lo ve'elohim. Selah, pause. Selah. It occurs 71 times in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in the Mezmur Dawit. It's a term of direction to the musicians who accompanied the recital, the chanting, the recital of the Psalms of the Sefer Tehillim in HaHikal, in the temple. Probably, some say, an indication that instrumental music was to be introduced at this point. Instrumental music,
or to the Selah moment, to the rhythm, the musical, instrumental music being introduced, and a deeper thought on what has just followed, on what has just been said. Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai, Rabim Kamim Allah, Rabim Omrim Linafshi, Ein Yeshua Tahalo, Belohim, Selah. So thus the opening section, his and I dangerous plight, comprising the first two verses, according to the KJV reading, that doesn't include the superscription, the first two verses, but in the Sefer Tehillim, here we are at the fourth and the fifth verses, corresponding with the third and the fourth verses within the KJV. And here this section, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, true God is his and I and I sure, always faithful, always sure, I and I sure help. Here it reads, Wa'ata Yahuwah Magain Ba'iddi Kavodi Umerim Roshi. But thou, O Jehovah, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Koli li Yahuwah Ekra Wayaineni Mehar Kadisho Selah. With my voice, Koli, I call to Jehovah, I call to he who be, who he be, with my voice. Koli li Yahuwah Ekra. I shout out, I call out. And he answered, he answereth me. Wayaineni, Wayaineani, Ani, I, Wayaineni. And he answered, I, Mehar, Mehar, from the mount, the mountain, Kadisho, Kadisho, his holy, from his holy mount, Mehar Kadisho, Selah, pours. A shield about me, but thou, Jehovah, Watah Yahuwah, Magain, Ba'iddi, 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 a shield about me, Ba'iddi. As Elohim had assured Abraham, I am thy shield in Bereshit, in Genesis 15 and 1. Thus, like this, protected, I tected, he and I and I is confident, eifident, confident of escape from his and from I and I peril. Where atah Yahuwah, magain ba'iddi, kavodi umerim roshi, my glory, kavodi, 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 mani Hebrew, kavodi, 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 my glory. Since Elohim is the bestower of his regal dignity, since Elohim is the bestower of his and I and I regal dignity, no human being can deprive him or I and I of it. Kavodi, umerim, roshi, lifter up of my head, u and merim, 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 roshi, merim, roshi, the lifter is up of my head. When David fled, according to 2 Shmuel 15 and 30, it says, he had his head covered and went barefoot. With David ole, bir ma'eleya hazetim ole, ua boke, we rosha laua, hafui, we hua, holeka, ya heifa, we call ha amasha reitoa, hafu, isha, rosho, we alua, aloa, ua bako. And David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. And he had his head covered and went barefoot. And all the people that were with him covered every man his head. And they went up weeping as they went up, as they allied up. With David, ole, bir ma'eleya hazetim, ole. And David went up, allied up, by the ascent, by the going up, with David ole be ma'elei of Mount of Olives, Hazeti, and wept as he went up, ole uva boke, uvoke, uboke, boke, baka, baka, and he wept as he went up, ole uboke, and he had his head covered. We rosh laua chafui. We rosh lau chafui. He had his head, his rosh, his ras covered. We hua holeka yachef. And
went barefoot. Wehu holek yachif. Wekol ha'am asherayito achafu. And all the people that were with him, wekol ha'am asherayito, that were with him, covered every man his head. Chafu isha rosho. Chafu ish rosho. Covered his ras, rosho, his head. And they went up. We'allu. And they went up, weeping as they went up. Alo uabako. Alo uabako. He was bowed down under his humiliation. But Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true God, would enable him to hold his head high again. Ve'atah Yahuwah magena ba'idi, kavodi umerim roshi. Oli, Eli Yahuwah ekra, with my voice I call by name to he who be who he be. Oli, Eli Yahuwah ekra, and he answered me. He answereth me. He answereth I out of his holy mountain. Wayaneni meharak adisho, Selah. I call, he answereth. I call, ekra, wayaneni, and he answereth I. Ekra, I call, wayaneni, and he answer ani, wayaneni, and he answereth me. Whenever I cry, I call him by name, ekra. He responds, Wayaneni. The recollection of his saving power in days past drives away the feelings, mixed up moods, attitudes, and feelings of despair. The feelings of despair. Out of his holy mountain, Mehar Kadsho, out of his holy Kadsho, Har, Mehar Kadsho, Jerusalem. Here, the reference is to Psalm, the second Psalm, the Beit Psalm. The second Psalm, the Beit Psalm, Hebraically, the fourth verse that reads, truly it is I that have established my king upon Zion, my holy, my Isla, my set apart mountain. Wani nasakati malki. Truly it is I that have established my king. Wani Nasakti Malki upon Zion, up on Zion, all Zion, Har Kadeshi, my holy Kadeshi, Har, my holy mountain, Har Kadeshi. The fugitive had been compelled to leave the holy city, the Isla city, where the divine presence, the divine face, perception was manifest, but his help would be extended to him wherever he chanced or happened to be. Thus, Oli Eli Yahuwah Ekra Wayaneni Mehar Kadsho Selah. This here, bringing us to verses 6 and 7 in the Hebrew, corresponding to verse 5 and 6. His feeling, his perception, his state of heart and mind, of confidence, of diffidence, here in the verses 6 to 7 in the Hebrew, corresponding to the 5th and 6th verse in the King James Version, where he says, I lay down and I slept, I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me, for the Lord sustaineth I. Ani shakabti waishanna. I lay me down, ani shakabti, and I slept, waishanna. I awake. Hekitzoti, I awake, for he who be who he be, ki Yehovah sustaineth me, yismekeni, sustaineth me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people, lo ira meya rivivota am, I am not afraid, Lo ira, I am not afraid, me rivivot am, of the rivivot of am, of the 10,000s, me rivivot am, 10,000s of
people that have set themselves against me, against I, round about. Asha Savi Shatu Alai, against I, that have set themselves round about, Alai, against I, Asher Savi Shatu Alai. I slept, Ishana, Ishana, why Ishana, and I slept, why Ishana, I slept, Ishana, the knowledge, the da'at, that he had Elohim, the true good, the true God, as a shield, made it possible for him to sleep at night, when the danger of sudden attack was greatest. The knowledge, the da'at, the gnosis, that he had Ha'el, the true good, the true God, had Elohim as a shield, made it possible for him and for I and I and I to sleep at night when the danger of sudden attack was greatest. Ani Shakabti Waishanna, for Jehovah sustaineth me. Hekitzoti, I await. Hekitzoti Ki Yahuwah Yismekeini, for he who be who he be, Ki Yahuwah Yismekeini, sustain me. His first thought, and our first thought on waking, is his and I and I indebtedness to the mercy of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, for coming safely through the night. It fortifies him and I to face what the new day, what the new day, and what a day, what a day, what a new day may bring. Ani shakabti waishanna hekitzoti ki Yahuwah yismekeini. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me, against I, round about. Lo ira me rivevota am asher saviv shatu alai. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people, conscious that he and I have Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, as his and I helper. The numerical strength or numerical strength of his enemies, of his and I enemies, does not dismay him, does not dismay I. Lo ira me rivevot am. Thus, I am not afraid of the 10,000, me rivevot am, 10,000s of people. So here in verses 8 to 9 in the Sefer Tehillim Hebraically, which corresponds to verses 7 to 8 in the KJV, is the prayer to Selah for deliverance. The prayer for deliverance. Hear, hear, hear. Kumah Yahuwah Hosh'aini Elohai Ki Yahikita Etko Loivaya Lachi Shine Rishayim Ashibalta. Arise, O Jehovah, Kumah Yahuwah, arise, O he who be who he be, save me, save I, Hosha'ini, Hosha'ani, Hosha'ini, save Ani, save I, Hosha'ini Elohai, O my God, Elohai, highly I, my Elohim, Elohai, Kumah Yahuwah, Hosha'ini Elohai, Ki Yehikita Etekoloi Bai Lachi, for thou the eye has smitten, has hit, ki hikita, thy has smitten, ki hikita, et kol oivai lachi, all mine enemies, et kol oivai, all mine enemies upon the cheek, lachi, lachi, ki hikita, et kol oivai lachi, thou the eye has broken the teeth of the wicked, shinei rishaim, shibarta. Arise, O Jehovah, Uma Yahuwah, a recollection of Yisrael, of Israel's watchword, watchword, when confronted with danger. The watchword for Yisrael, when confronted with danger. Uma Yahuwah, arise, Uma Yahuwah, Uma Yahuwah. We have this in Numbers, Numbers 10 and 35. Vayehi biya nisoa. Haron wa yomer Moshe, Kuma Yahuwah, we yafutsu oiveka, we yanusu amesaneka, mipaneka. And it came to pass, Wayehi, when the ark set forth,
when the ark set forward. Vayehiya, be a Nisoah Haaron. Be a Nisoah Haaron, when the ark set forward. Vayomer Moshe, that Moses said, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. Kumah Yahuwah, we Yafutsu Oy Beka, and make thine enemies be scattered thine enemies. We Yafutsu Oy Beka, we Yanusu Amesoneka Mipaneka, and make them that hate the eye, flee. We Yanusu Misoneka Mipaneka, from the eye face, from the eye presence, from the eye perception. Mipaneka. Watchword, watchword, watchword. Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O Jehovah. And here, here, here in Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, verse 2, Hebraically, the second verse, corresponding with the first verse in the KJV version. Kumah Kum, Yakum Elohim, Yakum, Yakum, let him arise, Elohim, let Elohim arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, We Yanusu Mesonayo, Mipanayo, may Elohim arise. Yakum Elohim. Watchword, watchword. An adaptation of Israel's ancient watchword, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, where there it is, Kumah Yahuwah, rise up, O he who be, we be. Here is Yakum, let him arise, Elohim, let the true good, the true God arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, may his enemies be scattered. We Yanusua Misanayo Mipanayo, and make them that hate him flee before him, flee from his face, flee from his perception. We Yanusua Misanayo Mipanayo. For the eye, for thou hast smitten, thou hast hidden. Ki hikita, ki hikita, ki hikita, ki hikita. Ease the eyes of the memory of what Ha'el, the good, the true good, the true God, had done on his behalf in the past, is an assurance that it will happen again. So this here being said, ease the eyes from the memory of what he who be who he be had done on his and I and I behalf in the past, being an assurance that it will happen again. Or we may have here the Hebrew idiom known as the prophetic perfect, known as the prophetic perfect. What is the prophetic perfect? It is linguistically whereby an event still to take place is described as having actually happened. That is the prophetic perfect, where linguistically in the Hebrew idiom and language, linguistics, an event still to take place is described as having actually happened, in the sense of thou hast smitten, ki hikita, the eye has smitten, has hidden. Now, if this latter sense is to be taken, I am certain, he is saying, I and I are saying, I am certain a time, the time will come, is coming, it has come already, when thou will have smitten, the eye will have hidden. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. The eye has smitten and hidden all mine enemies upon the cheek. Upon the cheek. Broken the teeth of the wicked. Shine risha'im shibarta. Thou hast shibarta, has broken the shine risha'im of the ratchet. Deprive them, this is to me, depriving them of their power to harm, like a wild beast not having no teeth. Shine Rishaim Shibarta. Again, the prophetic perfect being expressed. And here, a link with Psalm 58 and 7. Here it reads in Mizmor Non Chet, Nun Chet, 58th Psalm, verse 7, Hebraically, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. O Lord, break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Elohim, herasa shinemo, befimo, break their teeth. Elohim, Elohim, hirasa shinemo, break their teeth, befimo, in their mouth. Maleteota kferima, ne totza Yahuwah, break out the cheek teeth of the young lions. Malateota kafri nitot Yahuwah, O Jehovah. Again, the sense of break their teeth render them incapable of doing harm, and the young lions here, speaking on the young lions, ferocious enemies. And here, the fulfillment verse right here. La Yahuwah Hayeshu'ah Al Ameka Birakateka Selah. Salvation belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayeshu'ah Hayeshu'ah. Salvation, victory belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayeshu'ah. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Al Ameka Birkateka Selah. Salvation belongeth to Jehovah. La Yahuwah Hayeshua. Salvation Hayeshua. Victory Hayeshua. La Yahuwah Hayeshua. With him alone rests the issue of the crisis and the situation. Through that he and I be passing, granted his redemptive might, he would triumph. And because of he who be who he be's redemptive might, he and I and we would triumph, and will triumph over his and over I and I foes. La Yahuwah Hayeshua. Salvation Hayeshua. Victory Hayeshua. La Yahuwah belongeth to is of he who be who he be. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Al Ameka Birkateka. Al Ameka Birkateka. Thy blessing, Birkateka, be upon all Ameka, upon Ameka, the I, male people. Some say that this is a pathos, pathetic ending to the psalm, the pathos, understanding the word pathos. Although his subjects, unmindful of their allegiance, had sided with the usurper, he has no bitter feelings toward them, and invokes Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. He invokes Jah's blessing, God's blessing upon them. This is the sense of the feeling, the pathos, in the sense of a pathetic ending to the Mizmor. La Yahuwah Hayeshua Al Ameka Birkateka Selah. Pause. Yet is not the ending, it's the ending of the first part. Psalm 4 fulfills what Psalm 3, Mizmor Gimel, begun, Mizmor Dalet, the fourth psalm, fulfills. Selah, pause. Selah, pause. Selah, pause. Selah, pause. Selah, pause. Selah, pause.
Yes, 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 yes. God blessing be upon Jah people. Yes, that Dawid, how Dawid dealt with that situation, and how Gormawi Negus Neges also dealt with a similar situation. Here, gonna ride off the Royal of Mark right now. After this, we got like 11, counting down 10 minutes right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Watchword, password, when the ark is rising up, when the ark is in motion and about to move.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. Yah. Yah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inslasya.
The whole praise is due for help. Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Greater David, greater David. Yes, sir.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yeah, today's daily psalm, Dubwise, the English, the Hebrew, the Royal Amharic, and the write-up verse by verse from His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, but here, Dubwise, today's daily psalm.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
מזמור גימל מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מה רבו צרי רבים קמים עליי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שעתו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקיטה את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך, סלע.
מזמור סוסט כלג'ו כאבקלום פית בששגי זה ידעו את מזמור. אביתו ימייס צ'ן נקוין מנניע בזו, ונילה ימיק עמות בזו נאצ'ה. בזו סוואת נפסין, አምላክሽ አያድንሽም ማለት አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም
እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በህዝብ ላይ ነው
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
Yes, 3-1 right there. The English, the KJV, the Hebrew, the Royal Amharic, going to ride out with the Royal Amharic right now, now, now. Just a reminder to those listening to Blog Talk, the live stream, can call in or go to Rastafari Israelites, just updated, upgraded channel right there, Rastafari Student, also on the Rastafari Groundation as well, or call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Gonna ride out for the next verse. Barana, Barana Selassie, Bob Marley said, next verse. One next verse in Amharic. Yes, I.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse. With Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta, Salamta, Tena, Yistarin. Today's daily song. Today's daily song. Today's daily Mezmor. Sost, Mezmor Sost, from the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Gurmawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Here, we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, and the KJV, the King James Version. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Sost. The third psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, Psalm of David, Psalm. Of theme of the psalm, Yesedet Gizeh, Yesedet Gizeh, Yesedet, Sedet, Sedet, Exile, Yesedet Gizeh, the time, the Iowa, the time of exile, yet what, the dawning, the morning, yet what, Selot, of the dawning, of the morning, Selot, the psalm of the morning when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now here we have the superscription, Kalidju, Ka Abay Salom, Feet, Besheshek Gizeh, yet Dawit, Mezmor, Ka, from Lidju, his son, Ka, from Abay Salom, from Absalom, Abay Salom, Ka Abay Salom, feet, face, presence, from his son, from the presence, from the face of Abay Salom, Absalom, Besheshek Gizeh, when he fled, Besheshek Gizeh, yet Dawit of David Mezmor, today's daily psalm, make it right up. Besam Ab, Wawelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in Jamaralen. We begin, Ralen, we begin, Ralen, we begin. Subscription again, Ndegna, Ndegna means again, Ndegna, Kalidju, Ka'abe, Salom, Feet, Beshashagize, Yet Dawit, Mezmor, Mezmor, Mezmor. Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, Kutev An. Abetu, Emiasa Chenkunya, Minya Bezu, Benela Yamik Omuta Bizu Nacho. Lord, Abitu, I father, his father, O father of the house, how are they increase that trouble me, that trouble I? In Yasa Chen Kung, those who cause I tightness, anxiety, stress, distress, those who trouble I, those who cause anxiety, those who cause I and I stress. In Yasa Chen Kung, Minya, how, Minya, Bezu, Minya, Bezu, how are they increase, how are they enough, how are they enough ones that trouble I, how are mine adversaries, my stresses and distresses, how are they increased? Be in they lie upon I against I, yamik omut, those that rise up. Bizu, nuff, bizu nacho, nuff they are, nuff of them there are, ben elaya mi komut, bizu nacho, habetu, inyasa chen kunya, mininya bezu, ben elaya mi komut, bizu nacho, uter hulet, verse 2. Bizu sewoch nasin, amlakisha yadinishimma lua, to many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in Amlak in source, Selah, pause. Kuter source, Kuter hulet, verse 2. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Bizu, many, sawoch, many people, many men, enough people. Nefsein, my soul, nefsein, my soul. Many people, my soul, Amlakish, Ayadinishim, Alwat, that say to my psyche, that say to my soul, that say to Nefse, Bizusawoch, Nefsein, Amlakish, Amlak, source, Amlakish, speaking to my psyche, speaking to my soul, Amlakish, your source, your Amlak, Amlakish, Ayadinishim, Ayadin, not to save, Ayadin, not to save, she, speaking to her directly, speaking to my psyche directly, Amlakish, Ayadinishim, Alwat, your source, your God, true good, will not save you, how do many men say, Bizu, Sawoch, Nefsein, Amlakish, Ayadinishim, Alwat, Selah, pause, Kuter, source, verse 3. Antegin, Abitu, Metegiayene, Kabrena, Rasenim, Kef, Yemitadargo, Antene, but the I, Ante, speaking to he who be, who he be, directly, Antegin, but the I, Antegin, Ante, the I, Gin, but, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Metegiayene, the I are a refuge for I, a close place, a refuge, Metegia, refuge, place of shelter, a close place, Metegiayi, my refuge. KJV says, art a shield for me, Metegiayene, Kabrena. Kubre, my glory, and Rasin, my head, myself, my glory, and my head, myself, Kef, high, Yemitadargo, the I who does, who makes high, my head and my glory. Kvrena, rasenim, kef, yimitadargo, ante, ne, ante, the I, male, speaking to he who be, we be, directly, ne, the I be my glory and the lifter up of my head, of rase, of myself, my head. Kutar arat, verse 4. Bekale, what a ekasiavi heritage hallo. Katek edesse, terarawima yisamanya. I cried, I shouted, I called to ekasiavi heritage, stating the good, the generous, open hand, our Father, Jah, with my voice. Bekale, my voice, my word, kale. Kal, word, kal, voice, kale, my word, my voice, bekale, bekale. Kali, Bet Kali, by way of my word, by way of my voice, word there towards Ekeziaviher, Ekeziaviher, sustain it's a hollow, I shout out, I call out to the sustainer, I cried to the sustainer with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy, his island, his set apart hill, Katekedese. Katekedese, kedese, tekedese, that which is holy, that which is set apart. Katekedese, from the holy teraraum, and from his holy terara, teraraum. Katekedese, teraraum, yisamanya, he heard, he hears I, and he will hear I. He has heard I, he will hear I, out of his holy, his island, his set apart hill, his set apart mountain. Katekedese, teraraum, yisamanya, selah. I laid me down and slept. Ine, I myself, tenyahu, I laid down, ankelafahum, and slept. Ekeziaviharim, and the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Degfonyalina, Degfo, supporting, sustaining, Degfo, Nyalina, sustaining I, supporting I, Ekeziaviharim, Degfonyalina, for Ekeziavi, the sustainer, sustained I, he supported I, the sustainer supported I, Nekau, Nekahu, Nekau, and I awaked. Kutav Sadist, verse 6. Kamiya kebabunya ka'alafa his alisaram. Kamiya kebabunya. Kamiya kebabunya from those who surround and circle. I. Kamiya kebabunya ka'alaf from thousands, his thousands of people. Alisaram. 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 I will not fear. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves, Kamika Babun, against I, round about, Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Tenes abetu amlakehoi adenem ante yekalatochena mengaga metitehalina yekufuochnim tars sabrahalina. Arise, tenes, a command saying to get up, rise up, tenes, arise, abetu, I father, his father, father of the house, amlakehoi, amlake, my source, my amlak, amlake, my source, hoi, oh, my source, my father's father, oh, father of the house, tenes, abetu, amlake, hoi, arise, oh Lord, save me, save I, adenain, save I, oh my source, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou, the eye, hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Ante the eye, speaking to he who be directly. Ante yet alatoche na men gaga metitahalina. Yet alatoche, my haters, yet alatoche of my haters, men gaga, the cheekbones, metitahalina, metite, the eye has hit, metitahalina, for the eye has hit. The cheekbones, the cheek, mangaga of my haters, the eye. Yekufuochnim tars, yekufuoch, the ungodly, kufuoch, the evil ones, the bad man, yekufuochnim tars, the tars teeth, yekufuochnim tars sabrahalina, the eye, male, has broken the teeth of the ungodly, of the evil, the bad mind. Kuter cement, verse 8. Madan ye egeziavi herno. Barakat to him, the hisbih laino. Salvation, Madan ye egeziavi herno. Madan, salvation, saving, medicine, salvation, Madan ye of egeziavi her, of the sustainer, of the good, the generous, the open-handed. Ah, nau, it is. Salvation belongeth to the sustainer, to egeziavi her. barakat to him. And eyes, barakat, barakat, blessing, barakat to him. And I, males, blessing, barakat to him. Behizbih, people, behizbih. The eyes, people, behizbih, lie upon the eyes, people. Nau, it is. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Last of all, right power overthrow them, yeah.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 3 ከልጁ ከአቤሴሎም ፊት በሸሸ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ምንኛ በዙ፣ በኔ ላይ የሚቆሙት ብዙ ናቸው። ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሉ። አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ፣ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ። በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ፣ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማል። እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም፣ እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃሁ። ከሚከቡኝ ከአእላፍ ሕዝብ አልፈራም። ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ፣ አንተ የጠላቶቼን መንጋጋ መትተሃልና የክፉዎችንም ጥርስ ሰብረሃልና። ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው።
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
מזמור ג' מזמור לדוד, בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו. אדוני, מה רבו צרי, רבים קמים עלי, רבים אומרים לנפשי, אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה אקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שטו עלי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי. שילה רשעים שיברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך ברכתך סלע.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me.
many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Yeah, let's go way back. At least chanting wise, right here. Here's today's daily psalm, right here.
مزمور لداويد ببرحو مبني أفشالوم بنو أدوناي ما ربو صراي ربيم قميم علي ربيم أمرم لنفسي إن يشوعة لو ولهم سينا ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מהר קודשו סינה אני שכבתי וישנה הכיסותי כי אדוני ישמחני לא אירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שטו עלי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישועה על עמך ברכתך סלע בן רינות מזמור לדוד بقرئي عنيني إلهي صدقي بصار يرحب تلي حنيني وش معتف التي بنقيش عدمي خفودي لخلما تئهبو نريق تبقشو خزا بسيلة ودعو كيف لا أدوناي حسيد له أدوناي يشمع بقرئي إله ويغزو وقالتي حيطاقو امرو بالبخيم على مشكبخيم ودمو سيلة ذبحو ذبح صدق وبتحو إل أدوناي ربي مؤمرين مي يرئينو طوب نسا علينو أرفنيخ أدوناي نتت سمحة بلبي معيت دغنام وتيرو شام ربو بشلوم يحداو اشكفا وإيشان كي أتا أدوناي لبداد لفتح توشيفيني
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in Scripture, about the meaning of three passages. Now, the third passage he inquired about was the conclusion of Shimei's speech, where Shimei, after Absalom's death, Shimei met Dawid at the Yardin, the Jordan, and asked for his forgiveness. Let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the King went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have ucked up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day the first of all the house of Joseph, the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. According to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Wayomer Ilhamelech. And he said to the king, Wayomer Ilhamelech, to the king, Al Yachshav li, Adoni, let not my Lord impute iniquity to me. Al Yachshav li, Adoni. Avon, iniquity, avon, with Allah tizkora, neither do thou remember, with Allah tizkora, eta shara, he awa, eva, abdeka, bayom asher yatza, Adoni Hamelek, Mi Yerushalayim, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously,
the day that my Lord the King went out of Jerusalem. La sum hameleka illa libo, ilibo, ilibo. That the king should take it to heart. That the king, la sum hamelek il libo. That the king should take it to heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have upped up. Ki yada'a avdeka, ki ani chata'ati, ki ani chata'ati, I have upped up. Behold, therefore, behold, with hine, look, see, here it is. Ba'eti hayoma rishona likol beit Yosef, la redeta likrata adoni hamelech. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. Wehine ba'eti hayoma rishon likol beit Yosef, la redeta likrata adoni hamelech. So Rav Shmuel Samuel bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in scripture. Upon meeting Yonatan, Isha Habriya, he first asked him, what is the translation of Parazon? In the verse, Parazon ceased in Yisrael, they ceased until that I, Deborah arose. That I arose, a mother in Yisrael, a mother in Israel, according to Judges 5 and 7. Jonathan replied, Parazon means the small villages that were destroyed in the time the Iowa of Sisera, but that when Deborah arose, became mother cities in Yisrael, became mother cities in Israel. Now it was seen, according to the Midrash notes, that Shakamti is here understood as a causative, until that I, Deborah, caused to rise, Shakamti, caused to rise, caused each of them to arise as a mother city in Yisrael, as a mother city in Israel. It is so translated in the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy 3 and 5. Beside villages, Perazi, a great many. Beside villages, a great many. The second thing that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, asked Jonathan, why is it written, according to Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Should not the verse give as the reason for Ha'el, the true God, for Elohim's mercy, that, quote, we have obeyed his law, end quote? Jonathan replied, Scripture puts it rightly. When a laborer deals faithfully with his master and his master pays him his hire as is customary, what reason is there for the laborer to be grateful to his master? When ought he be grateful to him? When he does not deal faithfully with his master, and yet his master does not withhold any of his hire. Hence here, Daniel said, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for I and I have rebelled against him. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, asked further, have you in all your life ever seen any who kept rebelling against their king, and yet for whom Hamelech, the king, kept on providing sustenance? Jonathan replied, yes, those of whom it is written, even in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, verse 20, the B part, verse 21, the A part, of whom it is written, our fathers, yea, when they had made them a molten calf and had wrought great provocations, yet I, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths.
Yea, 40 years, this thou, this the I, sustain them in the wilderness, in the Midbar. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Simon Simeon ben Yochai, he said, our fathers made 13 molten calves for themselves, one for each tribe, and one owned in common by all the tribes, as is implied in the words, even here from Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 18. They had made them a molten calf and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, and had also wrought great provocations. The molten calf, Egel Ma'asekah, that was owned in common by all the tribes, contained 125 talents of gold, this being the numerical value of the letters, the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters, in the word Ma'asekah, and Ma'asekah, by gematria, a kind of cryptography concerned with the numerical values of the letters, especially here the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in a word. In the word Ma'asekah, molten, Egela Ma'asekah, the molten calf, in the word Ma'asekah, the mean, Samek, the kaf, the hay. The mean is 40. Samek, 60. Kaf, 20. The hay, 5, according to Gematria. In the statement, they had made them a Ma'asekah Egel, Ma'asekah, a molten Egel, a molten calf. Nevertheless, on the very day of their making the molten calves, manna came down for our fathers, our patriarchs. This proves the truth of the verse, even in Daniel and Daniel 9 and 7. O Lord, charity belongeth to thee, to the eye. For despite their provocations, according to Nehemiah 9 and 20, thou, the eye, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. When Rav Yehuda Halevi, Judah the Levite, ben Rav Shalom, came to Babylonia, he said that according to Rav Berechiah's teaching, there was still more to be told. He said, there is still more to be told, because as the manna came down for them, they kept setting it as a sweet savor before the molten calves. And yet the manna did not cease. Yet the manna still did not cease coming. Hear, an exceeding difficult passage, according to the Midrash notes. For the elucidation of that, I'm indebted, here says, to Dr. Saul Lieberman. Amar lo, the Hebrew amar lo, is taken to mean, he said, amar lau, ad kan, literally to such extent. This is rendered freely as, there is still more to be told. Taking the words amar lau, he said, and ad kan, literally to such extent, to be rendered, there is still more to be told. As Yechezekel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19, my bread also that I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey wherewith I fed thee, thou didst even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus, and like this it was, saith the Lord God. What is meant by, and thus it was, and like this it was, and thus it was. Wilachmi asher natati alak, soleta wa shemen ua debasha, he ekalatik. Ua netati hua lifnehem le reyacha niyahoach. Waihi Nuum Adonai Yahweh. So what is meant by Waihi, Waihi, and thus it was Waihi, that though they set it before the molten cast, the manna still came down. You must admit, therefore, that Daniel was right to stand up and declare in Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for we have rebelled against him. La Donai Eloheinu Harachmin Weha Salichot Ki Maradnu Bo. For to the Lord Adonai, to Adonai, I and I Elohim, mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. La Donai Eloheinu Harachmin Weha Salichot Ki Maradnu Bo. Finally, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan. Finally, the paragraph returns to Rav Yonatan's answer to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Finally, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, what did Shimei mean when he said to Dawid HaMelech, when he said to King David in 2nd Samuel chapter 19 verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the King went out of Jerusalem, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my King. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan replied, how have you in Babylonia explained it? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, this is how we, I and I, explain it. When Shimei fell down before Dawid, before David, he said, as the righteous Joseph rewarded his brothers with kindness, even though they had dealt ill with him, so do thou, like Yosef, like Joseph, reward me, reward I with kindness, even though I dealt ill with thee, with the eye. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, you explain these verses well, yet listen also to this fine comment on them. What is meant by the house of Joseph in the phrase, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph? Ba'ati hayom rishona lekol beit Yosef. All Israel is meant by the name Yosef, by the name Joseph. For even Judah is so called, as is said even in Amos, in Amos 5:15, where it reads, it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef, to the remnant of Joseph. And so Shimei was saying to David, all Yisrael has dealt ill with thee, with the eye, and I more so than anyone else. Now all Yisrael sits waiting for whatever mercy thou mayest show me, the eye mayest show I. And if thou dost accept my contrition, call Yisrael, all of Israel will come forward and make peace with thee and make peace with the eye. This is the comment on, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my King. Ba'ati hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni HaMelech. When David heard Shimei, he began to recite a psalm of David, Mizmor leDawid. Yahuwah Mahrabu Tzarai, Lord, how are they increased? that trouble me, that trouble I, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Here, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, here, Hebraically, the second verse, the A part of the verse, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Jehovah, how many are mine adversaries become? How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble I, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Elsewhere, David himself said, as in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 5 to 6, the man shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Elsewhere, David himself said, Haish, the man, Haish, ve'eta ha-kivsa yishalem. Arba etayi aikev asher asa et hadavar hazeh we all asher lo chamal, the man, and he shall restore the lamb. We et hakisa yishalem, restore the lamb fourfold. Arba etayim aikev, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, Haish, Ve'eta ha-kivsa yishalem araba etayim aikev, because he did this thing, Asher asa eta ha-davar, and because he had no pity, because he did this thing, Asher asa eta ha-davar hazeh, ha-davar, the thing, the word, the matter, the this, Asher asa et ha-davar hazeh, and because he had no pity, we'al asher lo hamal. According to Rav Yehuda Bar Hanina, Judah Bar Hanina, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to David, thou, the I, didst commit adultery once. 16 women in thy family will suffer rape. Thou didst murder once. 16 of thy kindred will be murdered. Fourfold? Nay, nah. Four times fold. Four times fold. Here we have the dual suffix of the Hebrew word. Arba'etayim. Usually rendered as fourfold. It's taken to imply the square of four. Arba'etayim. That is, four times four, arba etayim. The victims, who were the victims of all the rapes and murders, is not specified. We're bringing it out here in the Midrash. And according to Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Lord, how are mine adversaries increased? Yahuwah. Mahrabu Sarai, how are mine adversaries increased? The word adversary, Sarai, adversary, the word adversary is taken in the sense of adversity. Because here in the Hebrew, Sarai can be adversaries, but it also can be adversity. Adversity or adversities, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai, how are mine adversities increase, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Had a stranger taken over my throne, it would have been a great adversity for me. Or had Bani, my son, seized the throne of a stranger, it would have been a great adversity for me, but since it is my own son who is taking over my throne, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Had a stranger raped my concubines, it would have been a great adversity for me, but since it is my own son who has raped my concubines, Yahuwah, Mahrabu Sarai. Jehovah, how are mine adversities
increase. Had a stranger slain beneath my son, it would have been a great adversity for me, for I. But since it is my own son who has slain my son, Yahuwah Marabu Sarai, Jehovah, how are mine adversities increase, become nuff, Maharabu, how nuff, Sarai, how nuff mine adversities. Avshalom, Absalom slew Amnon. Avshalom slew Amnon. Reference 2 Samuel chapter 13. How great are they that rise up against me? How great are they that rise up against I? Rabim, Kamim, Alai. How great, Rabim. The Hebrew word Rabim, many, Nuf, Rabim, is taken in this context to mean the great ones, the Rabim, 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 Kamim, Alai. How great are they, how the great ones rise up against I. How great are they that rise up against I. Rabim, Kamim, Alai. Great of stature and great in learning. Great of stature was Shobach. Shobach, one of David's adversaries. Refer to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 16. He was called Shobach because he stood as high as a dovecote, Shobach, Shobach. He was also called Shofach, Shofach. Now, here referred to 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 16. Apparently, the two names that this Aramean general bore led the rabbis, the Rebbeinat, to surmise that both names were pseudonymous. Shofach, because he shed shofek, shofek. He shed blood, damim, dam. He shed blood, shofek. Of such stature was Goliath, Goliath, whom it is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4, his height was 6 cubits and a span. And Shaul, and Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And of Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Samuel 9 and 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of Ha'am, than any of the people. Great, Rabim, great in learning was Doeg, and Achitophel. As to Doeg, dog, he was chief of the high court. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 21 and 8, Doeg, Haedomi, Doeg, the Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen of the people that belong to Shaul, of the people that belong to Saul. The word herdmen is sometimes used in the sense of the leaders of the people, the shepherds, pastors of the people, herd men, sense of leaders of Ha'am, leaders of the people. And as to Achitophel, it is written, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 16:23, now the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. Why it's at Achitophel Asherah Ya'atza Bayamim Ahahema Ka'asherah Yishallah Biyadavar Ha'elohim Kain Kola it's at Achitophel Gam LeDawid Gam LeAvshalom. Now the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days, why it's at Achitophel, Asher Ya'atza Bayamim Hahem, was as if a man inquired, sought, seek, inquire of the word of God. Kasher Yishal Di Davar Ha Elohim. So was all the counsel of Ahitophel. Cain, call it Sat Ahitophel, both with David and with Absalom. Gam le David, Gam le Avshalom, also of David with David, Gam le David, Gam also le Avshalom with Absalom. And here, since here the word man is only read but not actually written in scripture. Literally here the word man is a kere, not a ketiv, according to 2 Samuel 16:23, where it is said, was as if a man, as if a man. Here the word man is only read, but not actually written in the scripture. Was as if a man inquired of God. What is written is, Ka'asher, it is like that, Ka'asher, Yish'al, one who seeks, one who inquires, ask, Yishal bi davar, in the word ha-Elohim, who ask in the word, the logos of Elohim. But the word man is not actually written. It is intimated thereby that Ahitophel was not like a man, but like a malaak, an angel. Accordingly, David said of Ahitophel, even in Psalm 55, Hebraically verses 12 to 14, this is what David said of Ahitophel. It was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. But it was thou, the I, a man, mine equal, my guide, and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. And David said of Ahitophel, Ki Eloyev, Ye harfeni we esah, for it was not an enemy, not an enemy. Ki lo yev, it was not an enemy. Ye harfeni, that taunteth I. We esah, then I could have borne it. Lo misanaya alaya hikadil we esatira mimenu. Neither was it mine adversary. Was it my hater, my adversary, lo misani alayahi gadil, that did magnify himself against I, alayahi gadil. Then I would have hid myself from him. We satir mimenu. Then I would have hid myself from him. We ata enosha ke erki alufi. But it was thou, the I, wa'ata, it was the I, male, enosh, k'arki, it was the I, a man, mine equal, mortal man, mine equal, wa'ata, enosh, k'arki, alufi, my companion, alufi, and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Asher yachdau namtika sod. We took sweet counsel together. Asher yachdau namtik sod. In the house of God, bebeit Elohim, we walked with the throng. Nehalek de ragesh, ne halek de ragesh. Hence here, David said, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? How great are they that rise up against me, that rise up against I? Yahuwah mar rabu tzarai, rabim kamim alai. How great are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God ever, ever. How great are they that say of my soul, Rabim omrim lenafshi, there is no help for him in God ever. Ein Yeshuataha Lo Elohim. Selah. The word and the rendering ever for the Hebrew Selah is based on ancient rabbinic trod and tradition rather than on etymology. So here the Selah is taken as ever in the context of there is no help for him in God ever. Ein Yeshua Taha Lo Elohim Selah. Rav Shmuel Samuel interpreted this verse as referring to Doeg, Dog, and Achitophel. Great are they in learning that say, what is it that they say? Great are they, Rabin, in learning, Omrim, that say, the sayers, and what is it that they say? Is it possible that a man who took the ewe lamb, the female lamb, murdered its shepherd, and caused Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to die, the Chareb, by the sword, can make amends? No, there is no help for him in God ever. Ein Yeshua Taha Lo Elohim Selah. But thou, the I, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Ve'atah Yahuwah Magen Ba'idi Kovodi U'merim Roshi. By this David meant, though thou, Yahuwah, Jehovah, dost agree with Doeg and with Achitophel, for thou, the I, didst write in Torateka, in the I, Torah, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 20 and 10, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Nevertheless, thou, the I, art a shield about me, about I, magen ba iddi, a shield about I, because of the merits of my fathers, of my patriarchs. Thou didst encompass me as with a shield, so that thou didst shield kavodi, my glory, through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the Archite. Hushai ha'arki, one of David's wise counselors who remained loyal to him. Refer to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15:32. And through Nathan ha'nabi, through Nathan the prophet, who said to me, according to 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou, the I, shalt not die. Dam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Lo tamut. Thou, the I, was the lifter up of my head. U'merim Roshi, U'merim, the merim of Roshi, the lifters up of my head, U'merim Roshi, thou, the I, was the lifter up of Roshi. But the rabbis read these two verses as follows. Many there are that say of my soul, there is no help for it, for her, in Elohim, ever. But for the I, Jehovah, thou art a shield about me, about I, that sayest, but for my glory, thou, the I, art the lifter up of Roshi, of my head. According to Psalm chapter 3, Hebraically verses 3 and 4, many, Rabin, many are the nations, the nationalities, Hagoyim, of the earth, of the earthly plane, of whom it is said even in Yeshayu, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 12. Ah, the uproar of many peoples that say of my soul, they who say of my soul, Omrim, Linafshi, Hagoyim, the nation, the nationality of the earth, say of Yisrael, of Israel, this people heard Elohim speak, Ha Devarim, the words, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim. Thou shalt have no other gods, Elohim, before me, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. And yet, 40 days later, this people said of a molten calf, Egel Maseka, molten calf, this is thy God, O Israel, that brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt in Shemot, in Exodus 32 and 8. Can such a people expect help? Surely, Ein Yeshua Taha Lo Elohim Selah. Surely there is no help for it, for her, in Elohim ever. And although thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, dost agree with Hagoyim, the eye does agree with the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, for thou, the eye, didst write in Torateka, in the eye Torah, according to Shemot, Exodus 22 and 19, he that sacrificeth to any god save to the Lord only shall be utterly destroyed. Yet thou, the eye, hast not destroyed us utterly, but for thee, O Lord, that art a shield about me. Wa'ata Yahuwah magen ba'iddi. If thou, the eye, hadst not made the shields of my fathers shine upon us, that is, had it not been for the merits of our fathers, our patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thou, the eye, wouldest not have protected us, would not have protected I and I. That saith, but for my glory, kavodi, that is, if thou hadst not caused the glory of Paneka, the eye presence, the eye face, the eye perception to dwell amongst us, to dwell amongst I and I, as it said in Shemot in Exodus 25 and 8, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. What then? But thou art become the lifter up of my head, U Merim Roshi, instead of cutting off our heads as we as I and I deserve. Thou, the eye, gavest I and I the joy of lifting our heads, our rasses, our heads, as is said even in Exodus in Shemot 30 and 12. Thou liftest the heads of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, of the children of Israel, of the Israelites. And this here strictly is a literal rendition of the final verse allows the commentator to prove his point. The intended sense of the verse is, of course, when thou takest the sum, liftest up the head, takest the sum of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Israel. Thus, for the twofold readings indebted for the elucidation of this very challenging and somewhat difficult passage. With my voice I call to the Lord, and he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Koli eli Yahuwah ekra, vaya'aneni mehar kadesho, selah. With my voice I call to Jehovah, I call by name to Jehovah, koli eli Yahuwah ekra. And he answereth me, vaya'aneni mehar kadesho, selah. And he answereth I out of his holy mountain ever, ever. So correctly in the P-E-E-T is somewhat obscure right here. The sense, the idea of ever referring once again to the previous ever for the Hebrew Selah based on the ancient rabbinic tradition rather than on etymology. The sense of it is Selah. It's like Selah from rabbinic tradition. Rav Berkayah commented, as long as Ha-Hekal, the temple, Ha-Hekal stood, thou didst answer our prayers. But now that thy holy mountain is bare, how do I and I know that thou, the I, answerest our prayers, I and I prayers? Scripture says, he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Vaya'aneni mehar kadesho, selah. I laid me down and I slept. I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me. Ani shakavti vayishana hekitzoti ki Yahuwah yismekeni. David said, I laid me down. Ani shakavti, away from prophecy. I laid me down, away from prophecy. Ani shakavti, from prophecy. And I slept. Vayishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, apart from the Holy Spirit. I awake. Hekitzoti, through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the archite. For the Lord sustaineth me. For the Lord sustaineth ki Yahuwah yismekeni, through Nathan ha'nevi, through Nathan the prophet. The implication seems to be that Hushai restored the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Irit, the Holy Spirit, to Dawid, while Nathan, returned the power of prophecy to him. Hear. Dawid saying, I laid me down, ani shakabti, away from prophecy, and I slept, vayishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Hek itzoti, I awake, through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the archite. Ki Yahuwah yismekeni, for Jehovah sustaineth me through Nathan ha-Navi, Nathan the prophet. Another comment on, I laid me down and I slept. Ani ashakavti vayishana. The congregation of Yisrael said, I laid me down, ani ashakavti, away from prophecy, and I slept, vayishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Hek itzoti, I awake through Eliyahu, through Elijah, through Elias. As is said even in Malachi 3:23, behold, I will send you Eliyahu, ha-Navi, Elijah, the prophet. For the Lord sustained me, ki Yahuwah yismekeni, through the Lord Messiah, through Melech Ha'adon, Adon HaMelech, through the Lord Messiah. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Lo ira me rivibota am asher sabiv shatu alai. Set themselves to make war against me. Against I. Thus Moses, after saying to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7:17, if thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Declared in Devarim 7, verse 18, chapter 7, verse 18, verse 21, thou shalt not be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee I. Ki tomar bielevadeka rabim hagoyim haele mimeni eka ukala lehorisham. If thou shalt say in thy heart, ki tomar bielevadeka, these nations are more than I, rabim hagoyim haele mimeni, how? Aika, how can I dispossess them? Aika, ukala, lehorisham. Thou, the I, shalt not be afraid of them. Lo, tira, mehem. The I shall not be afraid of them. Lo, tira, mehem. Lo ta'erotza mipneihem, ki Yehovah Eloheka dekerbeka el gadol v'nora. Thou, the eye, shall not be affrighted at them. Lo ta'erotza mipneihem, for Jehovah the I Elohim is in the midst of the I. Ki Yehovah Eloheka Bekerbeka, a God great and awful. El Gadol with Nora, a God El Gadol great with Nora and awful and dreadful. El Gadol with Nora. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, Kumah Yahuwah Hoshaini Elohai. Arise, Kumah Yahuwah. Arise, O he who be who he be. Hoshaini and save Ani. Hoshia Ani. Hoshaini Elohai. Hailei, O my Elohim. Rav Pinchas Phinehas stated in the name of Rav Hoshaya, in the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, in the book of Psalms, David was moved to say five times to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, arise, Umah, four times against the four kingdoms, and once in the wars of Gog and Magog. Actually, according to the Midrash notes here, actually only in the first book of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim, vis-a-vis in Psalm 3 and 8, Psalm 7 and 7, Psalm 9 and 20, Psalm 10 and 12, and Psalm 17 and 13. P.E., as a matter of fact, it reads, quote, five times in the first book of the Psalter, five times in the first book of the Sefer Tehillim of the Psalter, the Mezmure Dawit, namely Psalm 3 and 8, Psalm 7 and 7, Psalm 9 and 20, Psalm 10 and 12, and Psalm 17, verse 13. For thou, the I, hast smitten and hidden and smitten all mine enemies upon the jawbone. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. For thou, the I, hast smitten and hidden. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. All mine enemies upon the cheekbone, upon the lechi, upon the jawbone, smitten them. Ki hikita, the eye has smitten and hidden them, according to Rav Lewi, Levi, with strangling. Thou hast hidden, smitten them with strangling. A smiting of the mouth. A smiting of them mouth. Now, here. Of some interest concerning the four kingdoms, that he who be who he be is called to rise four times against the four kingdoms. Who are the four kingdoms? The four kingdoms, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. Four kingdoms, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. Ki hikita et kol oivai lechi. For the eye has smitten and hidden all mine enemies upon the jawbone. Smitten them, hidden them with strangling. Strangling. Literally a smiting, a hitting of the mouth. For it is said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, and when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he set his house in order and strangled himself. Wa Achitofel Ra Ki Loa Ne Esata Itzato Waya Chevosha Eta Hachemura Wayakam Wayelek Illa Beitoa Illa Iroa